This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Week to learn and to explain the story of Shmuel at the end of Shmuel Aleph, Perik Aleph, that Shmuel was a Meir Halach B'nei Rabbi, and that Chana came to defend him and to Betz Achais, to beg by Eli that Eli shouldn't give him Misa. And Chana's plea was accepted. We spoke many Yesoidis in the Indian of Chinuch, many Nekudis. I'd like to just quickly chazer those Nekudis because we didn't get a chance at the end of the shir last week to go back to read it back in the Psukim. So we'll quickly go through a few of the Nekudis that we mentioned, and then we'll bring it back to the Psukim. We all know the story, like we mentioned last week. Shmuel was a Meir Halach B'nei Rabbi. As soon as he walked into the Mishkan, he said that the Shechitas K'sheira B'Zar, they were looking for a Kayin. He said, we don't need a Kayin. Shechitas K'sheira B'Zar. And Eli L'Chayre wants to kill him, even though it's not clear in the Psukim, but the Gemara says this in Lamed Aleph, Chayiv Misa. It was Chayiv Misa. We spoke that the Mepharshim ask, Sachakil, he was 2 years old. So how is it Shayach that he should be a Mechuyev Misa? That was the question we began the shir with last week. And though the Al-Sheikh seems to learn that he was much older, because of this Kashi, he says it's impossible that he knew so much. How would a child of two know Shechita K'sheira B'Zar? Memeli learns that he was much older. But Pashtis, the Midrashim, the Marsha, seems to learn clearly that he was 2 years old, and the Kashi is, so why is he a Mechuyev Misa? So we addressed the Shaila last week, and we mentioned that it's Shayach, that it wasn't a question that he was Mechuyev Misa. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that Eli felt that this was not Shmuel, that Shmuel's Asid, like you pointed out beautifully, the Shmuel that they were looking forward for so many years, the Nevuah, that there'll be a Shmuel, Eli Tainid, it's not this child. It can't be, because Achatzav, Chutz Ben Yak, what good could come from a Chutz Ben Yak? So the truth is, we mentioned this a little bit last week. I want to speak out to you an interesting Chassam Sefer. And the Chassam Sefer addresses the Shaila, and he says a very big chiddush. Chassam Sefer is in a few places. The Bekitzer of the whole shtickle, the Chassam Sefer, which is really negem, more time constraint, we'll speak out the Kitzer of those that want the Arichas of it. It's on the Gemara Masechtas Brachas. But in the Drashis, page Shimon Samaches, he speaks about the Kash that he was only 2 years old, and he says that Meir Halach B'fnei Rabbi. That Meir Halach B'fnei Rabbi is not maybe not a Chiyuv Misa, but that's what has to be. It can't be otherwise. It's not that he's mechuyev that Eli would go into a bezdin and give him misa, but Azim, this is the result. It's like eating, he says, sam mavis, someone eats poison, you're not mechuyev misa. Even though that's a nice shayla, hakol bidei shemayim, so why if a person eats poison, does he die? So there's many achreinim want to say, because he put himself in a matzav of sakonis, he's mechuyev misa. He was over on the iser of l'nafshi seichem, you have to be showing me a nefesh. Shematam l'nafshi seichem, so you chayiv misa. But pashtis, it's a result. And the Chassam Sofer learns like this. He says that the pshat is, there's no einish l'katan, el hakavana ki ameir halach, einim etam einish. El ha'eichel sam ha'mavus u'meis memela, he dies memela. And we find this concept of Misa many places. He speaks about, we find by Nadav Aviyu. Well, he doesn't bring it here, but he brings it in Brachis. Nadav Aviyu, Meir Halacha, they were Chayiv Misa. Also the same thing. They all of a sudden died. Vayamusu. It's not a Chayiv Misa. Once on the Tshuvas of Shiva Zatzar HaMeshe, he writes that Uzzah, He held on to the Aron when they were carrying the Aron, and it slipped. So the Pasuk tells us that Uzzah died on the spot. What chiv misa? The Gemara says that he was over on the Aron Naises Naisav. He should have known that the Aron carries itself and not you carry the Aron. No, tell me, which in Pasuk in the Torah says this? Was he over on that he was chayiv misa for? Good, he made a mistake. Okay, good. So Shiva Zatzal says the same Yisoid. Ramesh in the Tshuva says this Yisoid, the same like the Sam Sofer, that sometimes it's not that you're chayiv misa, but sometimes it's just a result. If this is what a person does, azazach, such a thing has a consequence. It's like eating poison. Yet, Neir Alecha Bif Neir Adbei. Sam Sofer calls it eating poison. Interesting. When Azevim asked poison, you can't come with excuses. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm a shaygig. I'm a koptech. I'm not gemina. Imagine a guy comes into the emergency room and he'll tell the doctor, I'm a cotton. What willst du von mir? And the carrot says, nicht ne geh, was er sagt, cotton. It's a result. It's an effect. Cause and effect. And the cause and effect of Meir Alachim Fnei Rabbi means Ben Mavis. Good. I'll call upon him. Yes, Kayach is one of the rais, but we don't want to miss the Harum all over now because I want to get back to the Psukim. I'll call upon him. Zokter Sam Seif Achidish Nifla. So then what was her excuse back? How did she fatedik? How did she excuse Manifsuch? If it's like eating poison, so Ken's coming and betting the doctor, Wiffle the Wills. The man bets him, I'm doctor, was hat das? Sokter am Eretige Chidish. And the truth is, we spoke about this last week, and that's why I'm saying over the Sam Soif, and I'll say it fast because I want to get back to the Psukim, and I want to go a little bit weiter in the Psukim. Sokter Achidush Nifle. Like we spoke last week, that was the real problem over here. At the end of the day, he was a cotton. And das kam in Halen, wie man sagt. Well, a kid is a kid. A kid is sachakel mit der richtige chinuch. Kam in Eis Halen. We could fix the whole Meir Allah chutzpah. We can this verrichten. Yeah? Sagt doch Sam Seifel. Was ist dort in Chinuch? Und was ist dort? Pshat, ja, mach leik ist, in Chinuch ist bei der Abo, bei der Eim. Das ist Scheile. So he brings from the Paiskim that when the father's not there, then the Chinuch turns to the mother. Und das hat sie geteinet. Der Tate nicht toll kann, bin ich da. Und ob ich bin da, sie meint, I accept the Chinuch. It's like we spoke last week, and Mamela sagt, that's the Pshat. Ani isha nitzeves. When I went to Vishiltiv Lashem, what right did I have to give him to the Eibishtim? Ich bin Balabas. He kumik to Balabas as a kin, my child that's born to me, I give him back to the Eibishtim. The Targetz is Chinuch. And you see, the Eibishtim was masking with me because the Eibishtim gave me the child. Weil ich hab zugesagt, that I'll be mechanichim and I'll bring him into the Mishkan. Under the Danish Leila, mat masking given. The Eibishtim could have said, what? Du bist Balabas? Who gave you the right to give him back to the Mishkan? The Targetz is, that's why the Pasuk ends off. You hear? The Rebbeinu Shlom answered my tefillah. Memeila, v'shilti, right? Elanarazis, palolti, v'itna Hashem liya, shilasi. So you see that there was a din chinuch. I had a din chinuch. I'm making it simple. This, I'm sorry if it's longer. He has with a kashim at ifrushim yisura. But Chavei say, nachamal. No, said Eilam daf abisla, clap with the finger. You know, I know the clap with the finger. It's not my chiddush. It's a gemara. The gemara says when the kahanim fell asleep in the Beis HaMikdash, meflek makas ein betz betzreda. They used to go like this. No, so madach the kahanim fall in shlof in the Beis HaMikdash. No, I know that part we're not going. The Gemara told me that they went and they burnt the clothing and patched us at that time. I'm not warning in advance. That far I don't go. But I'll call upon him, das, yeah, me make it back at three, das hat me doch, the kind God will fleck this ton, no, me make this ton, yeah, man, the make me this ton. The Gemara and Talmud, no, say, I'll call upon him, I'll say, hang on, nach amal, un gich, so we can get back to the Pesukim. What do we have when we have Biggie said? That the Vikuach, like we spoke last week, was, if there's hope for, is there hope for Shmuel? I'll take care of the achrayis of the chinuch, and he'll pack it, come out, you'll see. It's interesting. By the Ben Seir Meirer, which is also Nidon Al Shem Seife, which is very much like we're learning over here, that Shmuel, even though he was a cotton, it was Nidon Al Shem Seife, that there was no future. How can it be that he, when the Teretz is, mit der richtige Chinuch. By Ben Seir Meirer, it's Eichet Al Shem Seife. But that steht klar, the tafsu by other vimei, the mam and the tata, have been coming and bringing. After the pshat is, the parents give up hope. Marish stay klar, lehoiv leinivra. Never happened such a thing as Ben Seir Meirer, because which father and mother is going to come and bring their child? Child always, a parent always thinks, my kind, I don't give up hope. So the Nidon Al Shem Seifei is where the parents already give up hope to. Ken sein, at the Herr, the Nidon Al Shem Seifei is now when the parents already are saying, there's not much we could do here. So Chan is saying there is what we could do here. This hat me geret, let's devach. We also spoke another Shaila. That if you're Mechuyev Misa, right? How could it be that she tainas a chaisen? Like we said, the teretz is, she's taining, she'll be mechanech. And we spoke last week that the yisoidus of chinuch are in these psukim, because that's what Chan is telling. Eli, chnem achrayis, I take achrayis for the chinuch. So we spoke that what is the achrayis of chinuch? First thing is that the parents have to know that they have a pikadon. The Eibishter gave it to you, and you gotta protect it. Something that's given to you to watch. If you take a look in Pasik Chaf, that's good for why Chana calls Shmuel, what he calls Shmuel. Why is his name Shmuel? Zok the Pasik, Vayilit Kufas Hayom Matachana Matilu Bematik Shmuel Shmuel, Kimi Hashem. It's klar. Geborgen. Chan understands the achrayis. So Pasha the pshat is because she knows she wasn't supposed to get it. So when you can't get something, so you borrow it. In America, when you borrow something, sometimes the kavan is never to give it back. Right? What's called borrowing? Bakal panim. Chan understood. See, geborgen. Yeah, it's borrowed. And the tithes that we're saying is that she understood as yedel kind. Every child that's given to a parent is shiltiv. And I want to show you something interesting. We also spoke that besides understanding the achrayis, the pikodin that you have, you also have to put in tears and keiches and sweat. Let me show you something paladic. Shmuel had an interesting coat. Does anybody know about the coat of Shmuel? You look later in Pedic Beis, Pasik Yotes, Umil Katan Tas Leimei. Though Alas Leimei Yamim Yamim, every year since he grew, you know, listen, Shmuel, you need new clothing every semester, right? So, Yedda Yam Yamim Yamim, as they learned the Mitzudis, Yedda Yar, Hatzigalach Nachat Nachamil, Alain Gneit. He didn't go to the store, Fashtest, and buy stock. Bring me from the stock, from the boxes, a size 5. Now, that's not what she did. Allein genäht, allein gemacht, mil kappen, asselei, tasselei imei. Halloi, says Ishus Bayer Zerach Hayomim. I want to tell you something about this coat. You want to hear something about this coat? There's a Peledika Yalkut, a Peledika Medrash. You know, later on, Shaul is going to call Shmuel from the grave. Pasik Perik Chavches, Pasik Yudalid. And the Oiv, right? She did it with Kishif. And she brings Shmuel, Pasik Shteit Vataymer. She tells Shmuel, I'm sorry, she tells Shaul, excuse me, she tells Shaul, Vataymer is Zakein Eila. Guess what I see? An alter mensch. He's coming up. The who ate him ill. Tracht am Mantel. Ja, da meins, am Mantel. Welcher Mantel tracht? Was ist die kalt in Garneden? Was? A Bäckische. Ah. Good. You said it, I didn't say it. I'm not taking a chais for this one. Okay? Mehlkotten, was sind die Mehlkotten? Was tut's auch ab? Mehlkotten von Garneden. Von Garneden kommt er mit der Mehlkotten. Was? The Yadas of the Pasuk, she knew right away. Because of the meal cotton, ki Shmuel hu, asi Shmuel. Ja, dann weiß ich, jeder, ach, nu, noch einmal, let's betreiben. Gut, schön. What's the pshat? How did she, because she saw the mantle. Okay, you got me to the Bekishes. There's different colors, different rebs with different Bekishes. So what she knew from the type, okay, I got it. Okay, good, thank you for the marshal and the nimshal, schön. Aber was, how did she see with Shmuel? Was liegt in Pasuk, the Yalkut, the Medrash? Tana, Hamil, Boy Godal, Boy Nikbal, Boy Allah. This is the Me'il Cotton, was the man mit him gemacht. This Pasuk. Und der Me'il tragt da ganzen Leben. He was buried with this Me'il. And he comes back from Elam Abba with this meal. Was del meal? Yalkut Shmuel, Remes Kufla Mites. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zeche Tzadik, Vikosh Levracha, the ganze Mahalach of them, he's a whole Shmuz. More or less what we're going to say, but mit Hashinu, I wanted to say Poshet Chabez. He cooked up, Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim, and so tiefer the hell over there. Al derech dvarav kemen zogin Poshet Hazeh. You know what this meal was? It represented the mamas aveda, her hard work, her sweat, her tears. The meal represented et genumen the mama mitzich wherever he went, et genumen the smaschus aleiv the mesiras nefesh from the mama, his mother's chinuch he took with him all his life, and that made him who he was. Boy Godal. Boy Nikbar, Boy Allah. Because that's what I explained to you last week. That the Yisoid of a mensch is the Ravanya, the Schwitz, the Keiches from the Mamis, und the Tatis, Wiffel Keiches, Melek Tarein, or to das is the mensch. That creates. Godless comes from the mother's, his Mesiras Nefesh. Alenginate, she went herself and she made this. And Shmuel understood this. So he wears it all his life. And he's buried with it. You know, Gedali Yisrael were buried with the things they were Moisa Nefesh for. Famous picture of the Chafetz Chaim. Nem Tarei Zayn Betel, what's laying on his bed? The Sfarim, the Mishtabura. People are buried. Began learning Hilchas Nida because I was moved by a story. I was grounded in yeshivas. I learned only Lamdish Zachnu all my life. Beginning years, Rabber mit Reb Chaim und Navad de Beisam. The Zaydus type. Okay, good. Das ist given. I heard that the Shevet Halevi of Vosna said he wants to be buried with the Maris, the thousand to Maris. Was at Mati given? Was Tag in Nacht? As if David HaMelech, like David HaMelech said, "Yadim lechlechis b'dam b'shil yild kedei l'tayr isha l'bayil." He wants to be buried with it. When I heard that, I got moved. I got moved by it. There's something about a person what he devotes his whole life, and he realizes that the dust is the ganze mahus von der Mensch, but he wants to be buried with it. It's moved me to learn El Chasnida, but this is the pasuk here. Shmuel looks at the milkotten, he wore it all his life. Now, I don't know what size he wore. Which milkotten did he wear? Was it from the beginning year? Alelach. That was just a joke. Ich weiß nicht. Okay, I'll call upon him, Rav Esai. What do we have? We have a big Yisoid. That we're, first of all, Chane versteht, Achai is from Pikotten. Zweiten Zetmen, the Milkotten that she understood, the Kiches that you got to put in, and that the child needs to take this with him. He has to remember it all his life. We also spoke, is it Biches Tzadikim, or is it Tfilas Aim? Which one is it, right? We spoke. We learned from the Marshal last week that the Marshal says that Chane was promised another child by Eli. I'll take this one and then I'll give you a different one. She says, no, Ani El Anarazes Palolti. I dam for this one. Zok the Marshal. It's more important to me. It's better for me. Ich will del kin was gedamit. Yoiser. More than the child that you're promising me, that will be a godl gutter. So we cleared, maybe because Birchas Tzadikim is not the Mahalacha, you get good children. And we went back and forth with this. Now let's go back to all the Pesukim, Rabbi Yisai. And then we're going to have a Hoysafa. Was Del Vos is Da, is going to walk away dancing. Hashena Hoysafa, in the Pesukim, Ayesoid, Apshat. Kuktarai Habesai in the Psukim, and we learn Shteit in Pasik Vataleyu Ima Pasik Chavdali Vataleyu Ima. Chana takes the child with him and she brings Karbonis Vahanar Noar Vaz Vilmin, the kind is Aingale Vaz Vilmin, what's the Hadgashu, what's the emphasis Vahanar Noar Zoktrashi Zoktimitsudis. Manar noar ratzeleimar. The Mitzudis is bothered by the question. Hanar hoyaidenu nar kot v'rach. Nar noar means he was a really a young child. You told me a little baby. Nar noar v'rach. He's mamish a klein kind. And the chiddush is the im kozel loy nimnam lavioi kasher gomaltei and afal pikein. She didn't have Rachmanis. How many times do we have Rachmanis? It's very cold outside, so the bus, Achrei Sefer Zazon, I can wake up a little later. Misplaced Rachmanis, Rabbeis. I made Achreis. I'm schuldig of it also. Don't think I'm not schuldig. I do the same thing. Okay, good. But my kids, it's cold, and I tell them, okay, you'll go an hour later to yeshiva, and I'll take. I do the same thing. I get it. Bal Kopanim, this is what the pasuk is trying to say. Another peeking. She brought it. It got kechachmanis of him. Abevshe Rabbi Yisai the Kezogin as the pshat. Vanar Noar, the pasuk wants to say a chidush. Vanar Noar, he was still subject to chinuch. Kaneich lenar apidarkei, because that was the shakl vitaria, the discussion. Is he chayiv? What's his osid? Vanam nora. He's still impressionable. He's still a child. Vanam nora as the chakind. The pasuk is, and you notice the pasuk, it keeps on madgish, keeps on emphasizing. Vayaviu es anar leili. Pasuk chav hei. Pasuk chav vav. Ani eish ani tzev zim. Pasuk chav, sorry, pasuk chav zayin. El anar azeh ispalolti. Nar. Vifal mol dap me'onuf me'anar. At some point, Shmuel should get insulted. Okay, genug. She gehelt mit an nach. She gehelt. Du wiffel darf mit Madkish sein, dem Narr. Und der Pshat is Narr harayil chinuch. The Pasuk wants to be Madkish. This is a question about a Narr. What do you do when a Narr is a Meir HaLachah with Nei Rabbi for Stutman? I feel like Ingale. I feel like Klein Kind. The Teretz is Chana zogt, ich bin achroi of zayn chinuch el anar hazeh ispalolti. Like I told you, that's what she says to Eli. Don't kill him, el anar hazeh ispalolti, tefila. Like we spoke. Next part of the pasuk, Vayitna Hashem Liya Sheilasi. Asher Shalti Mimai. It's the Chayber Kalashim. What's Asher Shalti Mimai? Vayitna Hashem Ispalalti. Vayitna Hashem Liya Sheilasi. Rabbeisai, was will the pasuk? Asher Shal Marie Krad Rishayim fragen das. And the Rishayim say exactly what we said last week. It's two different nuschayis of she'ela. You look at the mitzudis, there's a lot of lashon she'ela here. First one was she'ela, request. The second was asher sha'alti, is borrowed. Marikro. Borrowed from the Eibishter. Pikodin. Eh? Elanar hazeh hispalolti. Vayitein li Hashem es she'ela si bakosheh. Asher shalti mimai sheila, borrowed from him. Marika pshat azevi mitgelernt that she was tining. I understand the chinuch. Ich dan fahem und sie geborgen. Next part of the pasuk steht legama neichi. Also he shall tiu lashem kalayom. What is this? Now they say, listen carefully. Migeit redim sheina reitz. This is where you're going to have to start dancing. Okay. What does it mean? V'gam anechi shaltiu l'Hashem kol hayom. What does it mean? How is that an excuse to Shmuel's behavior or a plea on Chana's part that Eli shouldn't be mechayiv miso or ilakopanim like the chsam soiva that he shouldn't die anyway? So we spoke last week quickly because we had to finish. There's a few inyanim in chinuch in atzlacha of a child. And the first thing is that the child has to know that there's only one tzvek. Yiddish, forgive me with the Yiddish. You know, it's my mama lashon. Chan is zaktach mama lashon. It's all about the mama. You got to excuse me with the Yiddish. A tzvek, Rabbeisei, means I have one goal in my life for my child. You know, many times children don't remain b'nei teira. You know where it comes from? Because somewhere in the chinuch of the parent. Now again, I don't blame, because there's many things that go into chinuch and it can go wrong in many ways, and a lot of it is yata d'shmaya and neshamis. I get it. I'm not going there. But sometimes when the child doesn't see that by the parents, there's only one thing. This is my goal. I don't have other goals. When you start hearing the parents say, no, I'm a doctor, I weiß was, I'm a dos, mit a jens, mit a... Wad ich will a shanedem a bentayr. Weißt du, alle werden also, ja. There lies the subliminal message. What Chana was saying is, I have one clear, focused goal. By me, it's one kav, it's one root. There's only one root he could take. That's it. This is it. The chinuch is very clear in my home. It's going to be a very clear message mitzad the parents. This is it. There's nothing else. A second pshat. You have to give him to the Eibishter, to the four walls of the Beis Medrash. Rabbi say, as a kind, preitzach in the gassin, whatever the reasons are. Mayas haben v'layechte. What do you expect? You need to protect the child. You need to be able to seclude him. And seclusion can mean many ways. It means, first of all, not in the street. And it can mean in the home, too. Because a person could bring the whole street back into the house. They say, we live in a day that there was a time where the house was protected. It's an open house. It gives a whole new meaning to an open house. You know what they mean to say? Hachnas is achim. That's all they mean. They don't mean an offen shtub kol dichav. Yedem is shagas and yedem chveis vilde zach can come in a rein in shtub. Hishiltiv Lashem, I'm not keeping him home, I'm quickly bringing him back to the Bais Medrash. And both Pshatim we could put into the Lashon of the Mitzudas. Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Mitzudas. Zok the Mitzudas, David, yet. The Gam Atzaloyma, Gam Be'ez HaTfilo, Nadarti Oz Lashil Lashem. Nu, Lane, read it with me. Lehiz Boideid Tomid Be'avoid Osoi. His Boideidus. What does that mean? Strictly this, or Lizboidit means to be conclude, enclosed, inclusion. That's the right word in English? Secluded. Secluded, okay, good. Yes, basic developed in English. Good. Secluded. All right? Lizboidit. Lizboidit can mean in focus. Das is no, my ain't sigazach. I don't want to hear from anything else. Well, Lizboidit taka means what? Secluded. You're getting the prize, the dessert at the end of the shift. Okay? Lomme redden Rashi's pshat. This we learned was the Mitzudis is pshat. That the Eibishter, she's telling the Eibishter, I gave him Lizbaydeid, I secluded him for Avedis Hashem. Zogt Rashi achidush nifle. Let's learn the Rashi. Hu shoul? What does that mean? Kiloimar zogt chane einat rishoi liyoin shoi. You can't punish him. Why not? She's trying to save him. You can't punish him. Why not? Zogt Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu nase olav shayel. You gave me a pikadin. Give it right back to you. And the mail of the pikadin is by you. So Eli, what? You want to take away the Eibish to Schiev to return? Haflefelia. You held a chanech. You held a chanech. You held a chanech. She tied it to Chais. As if she was Mamash HaYeshiva Bocher. She tied it to Perch HaMafkid. What's with Perch HaMafkid? Someone is mafkid. So I gave you a pikadin the Beinu Shalaylam. He shilted, I lent it to you, and you mechuyev to return it to me. Memele, Eli, you can't touch it. But you're taking away the Rebbeinu Shleim Schiev Shaim from Haflu Vefela. Let's talk about this Indian, this Yisayid Shaimrim, as the Rebbeinu Shleim is a Shaimer, as Evi Megit Apikonsim Bayreilam. What does it mean? Every morning we say a pasik. Biyodcha afkid ruchi. B'eis ishan v'ayira. What does that mean? B'yodcha afkit. Afkit. Haloshim from Pikadin, eh? The Rebbeinu Shloilem vet a balmafkit. The Rebbeinu Shloilem vet a shaymer. Let's talk about it. There's a meire de gezoya. The zayar is Bamidbar Pashas Nasa Yoismen Beis. Ubar nash bo yilakadomo lemifke biyadi nafshi bibikitgaina. A mensch, a person, must return his neshama as a pikadin to the Eibishter. The desire is for teaching on the pasuk biyad chaf giruchi podiso isi Hashem alames. Give back your neshama to the Rebbeinu Shleilam as a pikadin. And he stresses and he continues the zayah. Kipigdaina dover nash. Azevi, you give a pikadin to a person. The yahiv pikdaina lachara. Azevi, you gave me. I give it back to you as a pikadin. This is exactly what's happening with the neshama. Ah, he says the zayah. The Rebbeinu Shleilam can make a cheshvin. I'm giving you back the pikadin. You know how much you owe me? Shtel zachfar, you give a pikadin by somebody. And you owe that guy $5 million. And just, you give him a few eggs, right? So yes, he comes. I gave you the eggs. The tzrikzal and those tzrikzal. I'm sugar now. I pay your mortgage. What are you talking about, right? No, this is what we look like with the Eibishter. We tell the Eibishter. Tanere the Gezaya, the Zaya frag da kasha. What do you mean, you old Eibishter? Unbelievable. What comes to the times the chais of Einishlam? You must pay me back. Must? Can you imagine you try that with the father and mother? The kid comes over, yeah, must pay me back because I lent you the $2 or the must to get the tzvei freska from Bonnem. What are you talking about? I see nobody's agreeing with me. It's a haitik adar. Okay, in haitik adar, you have to appease the children. Okay, I got it. Aber gleib zu mir in Europe, if you came zum Taten und gesagt, sie mein Stickel, und Tate sagt, dein Stickel, who supports you? Was rätst du? Was drehst du Kopf? What are you talking about? Now I got everyone to smile. Okay, good. Akalpanim, sagt der Zayar. Afal gav, die ihr ist chayiv legabei, yosim al pkuda. It's much more than the pikadin. But still, loy kadai l'sachtabe. It's still not kadai for the Eibishter not to return the pikadin. You give a pikadin, the Rebbeinu Shel afaleslecha. Yiddish zok ma afaleslecha mensch. He's an honest person. He'll give it back. Mamel the Eibishter gives it back. You're right. He doesn't need. He could come and tell you, I don't owe you. You owe me. Abafal pike. Why? Because Soif Kol Soif, you gave it as a pikadon. Vim yisarev beiv. And if, let's say, there's a person that doesn't feel, I'm giving a pikadon to the Eibishter. Gotta check after him. The lav mizara kadishu efshesh kin yid b'chlam. Ayitracht nish tazay. Ayitracht. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Badir HaPikadon. The love mibnei meimnusa is not from the people who have emunah. Pshat, Yidden think this way. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's yours. You gave it to me. I'm giving it to you. It's your Pikadon to watch. Azei tracht ayit. Okay. Now, Rabbi, say, let me tell you a little story, and with this will end because this is going to be the aside. And we'll bring it back to the Rashi, and we want you to think about this. Haldas mibneim nusa, the yisaidis hadas. I saw the chida in Kessel David. It says something very interesting, but I want to be marked into you, like I said, a maisa. Okay. My son got sick last year. It's not a chiddush; everybody knows, especially those in the shir over here. It was an interesting year. It was a difficult year, an interesting yet difficult. Reb Shlaima Miller, a guy named Reb Shlaima Miller, Baruch Kail of Toronto, and I've been here in Lakewood now. He came to visit me and my son. He came to visit us in the house. And he turns to me and my son, both of us, and he says, I want you to think all the time, the Pasuk, Gam kiel the gates on mothers, and he made my son repeat. La ira ro ki ato imadi. La ira ro ki ato imadi. Say it again and again and again and again all year. And kachava, when things were difficult, when news came back, which was somewhat scary, ups and downs, all year, I kept on reminding my son, apsak. It's a psak from the Av Bezn of Lakewood, the Gadol HaPoiskin. You know, Mizak Dibber, as Ramesha. I hear this from Reb Michal Shurkin. Ramesha, on Rosh Hashanah, Flexogenich, Paskin of the Ach Shana Taiva. Kavos, the Baal Be'erat Tach Dardin from the Gadol Adam, the Poiskin Adam, the Mele, his psakim have to be in his Kabbal. So instead of giving him a bracha from the Shana Taiva, I kick papsak, as a zolhomina, shanete, papsak, yelp. Paskin of the shanete, as a mashes, a tsar, a shiva, good. So I told my son, you have a psak, la irrad, the paisik, a dog, told Paisik here by Yoss in Lakewood in Paskin. I said it so many times that I had 50 different pshatim in what it means. Every time I would say it, another pshat, and pshat's like this, pshat's like that. So first let's get the pasha pshat. Dylan's getting excited even though the time is late. I got it. Okay, so listen carefully. So the pasha pshat is that what's the pshat? That if a person thinks that the Rabbein Shalom is with him, Reb Chaim Volozhin says it's a school of Beduka Menusa, nothing could happen to him. Can't be afraid of anything bad. Why? Kiati Madi! You with me. Good? Yeah? But then the Pshat in the Eingefallen, and I went with this Pshat all year. All year I went with this Pshat. The Tere sagt, and Ayid, get that Zweite Yid, Apikod to watch. Who is Mechuyev to watch it? The guy you gave the Pikodin to, yeah? What happens if Balav Imay? State and Pasik, if the Bailam is together with the Nifkat, as Pater! Why is he Pater? He's Pater because it's on the Bailam Lashamrei. The back, you like it, huh? I see they're smiling, the Bnei Taira smiling here. It's Hafler fellow, yeah? La ira ra kiato imodi ball of imoi. Du bist doch mit mir. You gave me this nishamim, the child, the matziv. Brennish loyal, man. I can't watch it. It's supposed to from there. It's out of my hands. It's yours, it's not mine, Bechlau, was willst du? Also, wie kann es gesagt? Schildet Lashem! Pasche Scheimerin! Ja, da meister. Where did I get this, Bechlau? This Rashi. But I'll tell you a little makar. We're almost done, Rabbi. So, noch a minute, you'll thank me afterwards. In Kessel of David, the Chidah, Parshat Tzav schreibt, Yidden could come back to the Eibishter with an excuse, with a ptur, if they didn't keep the mitzvahs 100% the way they should. They'll be able to taina. Not stamach, drain a cup. A taina. They'll come with a taina. What taina? Parshat Shemri. What Pasha Shaim? Zab der Chida Meiridi. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah to hitten, to watch. And it's our chiv to watch the Torah and the mitzvahs. But the Rebbeinu Shalom has a chiv to watch us. So it's Balav Imai. On the nail is min pata. It's a chidah. We could come to the Eibishter and tell the Eibishter, Baal of Imai, what's Wilster for me? You wrote your Torah. You're the Balabas. You're the Baal of Imai in Potter. So if I couldn't watch the mitzvahs, it was out of my hands. I saw people even quote the chidah, Kilian for your Peshaya. Okay, I'm afraid to go there. Okay? Shaygik for sure. There's a Ptura Balav. It's Machlaikis in the Gemara if it's even by Peshaya too. Machlaikis. The Balav Ima is even on a Peshaya, but okay, let's leave it at Shaygik for Zainasai. Yeah, that's nice. Kitzel, ich trach der Rashi, der Chidah. And then I think to myself, the Pasik, Hashlech al Hashem, Yehovcha. Who knows? I'll send the package back to Amish, the ball of Imai, was willst du? I say over this vote, and it became Amish the Pshat. This is because I went to my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Feivel. Now, there's a lot more to the story, which I'm not going to say, Barab. So, anybody who wants could come over to me afterwards, And I'll tell you the rest of it. But Rabin will leave it at the shorter version of it. I wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is not well now. He doesn't see people. I couldn't get an answer because I'm thinking I have to say it, Rabin. You hear? Which is Chane. Chane is tying to the Abish, the Pasha Shaimrim. No? I went down to my Rebbe, Rabbi Shem Faivel, and I said, Amunas Chacham, whatever my Rebbe says, I showed him the letter I wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the whole, with the Rashi, with the. I said, the Nishke fell in. I said, you don't like it? So he says, no, I didn't say that. No, it's good. I already saw. Okay. I felt very bad afterwards. So I quickly called up my uncle, Reb Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. I said, Uncle Chaim, tell me, I have a pshat all year. A year and a half, I'm walking around with a pshat. And wherever it gets a difficult moment, I say, Rabbein Ishlael, I'm throwing it back to you. I went to my Rebbe, he tells me it's extremely original, but I like it. You should say it over. So here's the start part of the story that I'm going to leave out because it's a big, long story in the middle over here. But let's fast forward. I went yesterday back to my Rebbe, Rosh Hashanah, with Abbas Yisrael. And Rimnu V'gamon with Apsak from my Rebbe that the Pshat is good. Mimuzes Ibezag and Berab. Okay? I read to you the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael says, Mishpatim, year Tavshin Tezvav. He brings B'Shem Aviv, which is the Imrei Amos, that the parsh of Shomrim is negated to the neshama of every person. The sugir, the halachis of Shomrim. And that's the pshat kiyitim, who was given to him kesev ekelim lishmar. It's going on the neshama. The venish leilam gitan pikadin, it sounds familiar, No. The Rebbein Hashem gives the Shamas to me, to my children. I the Tachpik Dainis. Shahadam Tzarch Lishma is Hashanim Salah. You got to protect the Pikotin. Hilchas Shomrim. What about the Shvuas Hashomrim? Shtetach and Chazal, before a person is born and the Neshama comes down to the earth, to this world, Mashbiyan Aysan. They give him a Shvuah. Kaidim Tseis Leilam Azen. They tell him, you better watch and make sure you can't. Shvuas Hashomrim, Ma'irdik, ah, Shemi Gold. Va'ikar Leo is Davuk, ba'el Malchus Shema. You have to be Davuk with the Eibishter. Why? See, he brings from the Sfas Emes. Because if you're Davuk with the Eibishter, then you have what? Ba'alav. Ah. Now we're going to come to the final second of the Shir. V'zeh sh'amah David. Now finish it off with me, Rabbi Saigan Pielech. Ki ato imadi. When things get rough, Rabbi Saigan, everyone has his achim that are rough for him. Remember, shoimrim, shikas tzirik tzir rebayin shloilam, and tell him, Paul of imai, you're with me, ki ato imadi. Vayir ha-rach. All those that want to hear the deleted part, which is even more than everything else I just told you, after the Shir Tzashkan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.